You're gonna be bad, you're gonna be bold, you're gonna be wiser. You're gonna be hard, you're gonna be tough, you're gonna be stronger. You're gonna be cool, you're gonna be cool. Well, good afternoon, everybody in Tampa Bay. And good evening, New York City. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And this is going to be a little half an hour teaching to try to lift you up, inspire you, maybe shine some light into your darkness. I was a school teacher, high school French teacher, and I started these shows 15 years ago when I went through a divorce. And the whole mission of the show is to reach out to all the listeners that are down, maybe you're thinking about doing drugs. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. So this whole show is a spiritual show, because man is trying body, soul, spirit. The whole show is to try to bring you into God's love and God's light. And there's a lot of negative darkness out there. And how do we do this? Well, I don't know it all, but I do know that God's word is true, and God's word is the light. His word is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. And if we ever need our pathways lit up, it's now, okay? And when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Now, I'm in the kingdom of light, okay? But when we get up every day, we are battling the kingdom of darkness. And when we get up, what we have to do is we have to change the way we think. Because our spirit is born again if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But you got to do something with your mind and your will and your emotions. God's not going to do anything with that. You have a free will and you have free choices. Our pastor said that I think we make 507,000 choices per year, and we have so many choices to make. How do you do this? That's why I picked that song out. You got to be bad. You got to be bold. You got to be tough. You got to be forgiving. You got to be loving. You got to be humble. You got to stay together. How in the world can we do this? Well, it's not easy, okay, but it is doable. And I have found out the hard way, because I learned through hard knocks. And God has been humbling me. I feel like I don't have any patience. And I remember back when I read the Bible back in my 20s, I was trying to get kids off of drugs back then. That was my heart's desire, to reach the next generation. And so I started back when I was 22, but God has been working with my patience. And I remember reading the story about Abraham, and I was reading the story for the first time, and how God promised Abraham. He said, look up at the stars, you're going to have all these kids and everything. And Abraham did not have his child. Sarah was 99, he was 101. I slammed the Bible down, and I said, that has got to be the meanest thing. Because I have no patience. And God is always working on my patience. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. And I absolutely still don't have any patience. I like to run in and out of places, run into Office Depot. I want to hurry up and do everything. Now, excuse me if I drink some water, because my throat, I'm just a little bit dry. But anyway, God is love. And one of the first signs of love, it says love is patient. Love is kind. Now, I don't meet the first description of love. And I have to keep telling myself, Kay, you are so impatient. I just want to run in. I want people to hurry up and talk. And I want to run in and get my, I can't stand to stand in lines. And I'm like, I constantly have to tell myself, Kay, love is patient. And it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And we talked about the fruits of the Holy Spirit last week. And I don't care how long you've been saved, fruits are grown. They are not given to you. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. It's like seeds. Whatever you feed on,
Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. Faith is golden. Faith takes the cake. You want to take the cake? You want to see your dreams come true? You want to see the miracles? You want to see your prayers answered? It comes by faith. And faith has to be grown. And it's a process. We talked about that last week because it doesn't happen overnight. You're planting those seeds in there. You plant an apple seed. You don't eat apples in 2 weeks. And the more apples you want to get, you have to let that tree sit there for years to get a full harvest. You want a full harvest of faith? It takes years. And you have to protect your ears, because your ears, Jesus said, take heed to what you listen to, because negative worry comes in your ears and through your gates, your eye gates, your ear gates, your mouth gates. Those are the gates. So if you're sitting there looking at negative situations, negative news around negative critical people, that is going into your ears, and that will produce a harvest. And you can stand against it, but you do need to get around some positive people. And we talked about positive people, negative people, and 2 shows ago we talked about God's people going into the promised land, and hopefully these shows are going to kind of bring you into your dreams and bring you into your promised land, because it's a journey and you have to go through the wilderness and you go through a lot of battles. But we talked about 2 weeks ago when they sent the spies in to go into the promised land. They sent 12 spies. Well, 10 spies came back with this horrible negative report, and they made, in Deuteronomy 1:28, it says that when they heard the negative spies, that their hearts melted. And only Joshua and Caleb came back with a positive report, and that's about the scenario nowadays. How many people do you hear that are positive, that are happy, that are up? Well, it's not a lot around me, because I'm going to tell you right now, I have a battle staying up. I have to get up every day, and before I get out of the bed, I have to just, all my mind starts going on all the worries, all the things. I have to go take care of my body. I've got to take care of my book that I'm writing. I've got to take care of my car. And just now, okay, I'm not in my home city, but I get up thinking my car is the new car. The car light's on. And it's just been one battle after the next. And so God was so good, because I was praying about going to the dealership. I only had an hour to get ready to do the show. And there was a car mechanic right there on my left in a city. This is not my city. And the price is a fourth of the price of the dealership. And so it turned out to be a real big blessing. But, of course, your mind goes immediately to start stressing out. And there's constant things that come to put your mind negative. And the psychiatrists say that one negative thought, it takes 10 positive thoughts to counteract the negative thought. So we're being bombarded with negativity, and we have to stay positive. And God wants us positive. Faith is positive. God has given us, we talked about this, 5,467 promises to reveal His plans for us, which God has given us these promises, okay? And He's fully committed to those promises. But we have to take those promises. We have homework to do. We have homework to do, and I'm a teacher, and I have to do my homework every day. Just like God's not going to just take the weight off of you. You have homework to do. You have to go into the gym, and you have to get some exercise, and you have to eat right. God is not going to do everything. Don't blame everything on God. We have a flesh problem. We are in the Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit, but we also have this flesh. In our flesh, the Bible says our carnal mind wages war against the Holy Spirit. They are constant battling, okay? And so we got this battle going on. between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And this darkness comes to make us insecure. It causes us to make us, to feed us. And if you allow it, don't blame it on God. You have to not allow it. Do not allow yourself to be defeated. Jesus gave us the keys of the kingdom. He said, whatever we lose is loosed. Whatever we bind is bound. And it says right here in the book of Psalms 139:14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Now, is that some good news? We are fearfully and wonderfully made, it says in Psalms. Now, I don't feel fearfully and wonderfully made, because when I look in the mirror, I see all the flaws. Okay? Our minds tend to gravitate to the negativity. And sometimes God, you know, has people compliment me, but I think the negative thoughts are absolutely bombarding, because I am very picky and I want things a certain way. So my mind tends to be negative, and it's probably pride, and our carnal mind is waging war against what God says. But God says that I'm wonderfully made, and I need to line my thoughts up with that. And I need to say, Kay, you are wonderfully made. God made us just the way we are supposed to be. And as a man thinketh, so is he. Because when the spies went out, and I'm going to keep going back to the shows from a couple weeks ago, because it's repete. I was a high school French teacher, so I tend to repeat and review from last week and the week before. But anyway, when the spies went in there, the negative spies said, we are like grasshoppers next to the giants. And that's how we feel when we look in our own eyes. We feel like grasshoppers next to our problems. And it's really just the opposite, because everything in God's kingdom is the opposite. If you need love, you give love away. If you need money, you give money away. If you need healing, you go pray for somebody else that needs healing. That's God's way. Given, it shall be given unto you. And so anyway, we have to re-change our thinking. And really, Scripture says that we are like God. God is so powerful. And we are like grasshoppers down here on this planet compared to God. But most of the time, our problems look so huge and unsurmountable, and God doesn't really look that big. And our problems can get overwhelming, and we're like, where is God? Where is God? I love the Lord. Why am I having all these problems? Well, we all have problems. It's how you go through your battles. And we talked about this four shows ago, the battles, because if your house is founded on the Word of God, then those storms, those battles are going to beat up against your house. But if your foundation is the Word of God, then you're not going anywhere. It's all about your foundation. Your foundation has to be the Word of God. Is your foundation on the sand? Jesus said, those battles are going to blow. And maybe they're not blowing right now. Maybe everything's wonderful for you right now. But I'm going to tell you right now, you never know when a storm's going to blow up. You never know when that tornado's going to hit. You never know when you're going to get the doctor's report and you're going to have cancer all over your body. You never know when the stock market's going to crash and you're going to lose all your money. You never know when your kid is in a car accident. Now, all these storms can blow up, and they're not from God. They're not from God, because every good thing comes down from God, and every bad thing comes from the devil. So don't blame the Lord, okay? But Jesus said, if your foundation is the Word of God, he said, those storms are going to blow, but it's not going to blow you away. So you have to have your foundation on the Word of God, because God doesn't want your house to come down. He doesn't want your marriage destroyed. He doesn't want your body tired and sickly. God has good things for you, but you got to get the Word of God in you. Is it difficult? Yes, it is. Is it easy? No, it's not. Is it easy to have a fabulous body and get your body all ripped? No, it's not easy. And the same way it's hard to keep your body in shape, it's hard to keep your spiritual life in shape. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of meditation. It takes a lot of discipline. And it takes a lot of humility and paying attention. And God wants us to live victoriously. We're going to talk about the victory. It says in Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12, we're not supposed to compare ourselves with anybody else. It says, when you compare yourself with one another, that you are without understanding. Now, you were not supposed to do that, but I do it every day. And when I do that, I feel very insecure. And I feel insecure anyway. It makes me depend more on God, you know, because we tend to focus on our weak areas. And the Apostle Paul said he gloried in his weak areas, that the strength of God would rest upon us. And God, let me tell you something. We have weak areas. We have character flaws, and we have vices, and we have areas that we have to build up and overcome. And I've been overcoming my insecurities. God has been putting me in scenarios to make me step out of my comfort zone. Like he made me do the show on Wall Street, and I was a high school French teacher. He pushed me way out of my comfort zone. I didn't think anybody would like my show. I didn't think they'd like my accent. I didn't think they'd like my format because I'm a teacher, and I didn't think, and I get the total opposite. I get so many compliments from you guys in New York, from the engineers. They just love the show. And I'm just flabbergasted because I'm very critical of my own show, and I want everything perfect. And I'm not perfect. I come rushing in here, and everything goes wrong before I come in here. And I want everything perfect, and it's not perfect. Our God is a perfect God, but we are flawed. We are human, and we have character flaws. That's why we need a Savior. That's why Jesus came to save us. I love Kathy Lee Gifford. And Kathy Lee Gifford, if you're listening, you are a doll. And she's such a good role model. And she gets on TV, on national TV, and says that Jesus is the answer for all your problems. And she said, if you had cancer, wouldn't you want to know the answer for cancer? And Kathy Lee Gifford gets on national TV in front of everybody and says, Jesus is the answer, and he is the answer. And we all have flaws. We all need Jesus. And Jesus is the key. He's the Redeemer, and there is no other way to the Father but through the Son. Now, God has our hairs numbered. Now listen to this. Y'all are going to love this scripture. It says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, Jesus said, are two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of these birds are going to fall to the ground apart from your Father? Your Father knows everything, because it says even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are far more valuable than the birds. If God knows when a bird falls down and dies, your Heavenly Father that created you has every hair on your head numbered. Did you know that how many hairs fall out every day? God knows how many hairs you have on your head according to this scripture. And God adores you, and God loves you. God is not a mean God wanting to beat you over the head. God loves you. He wants your dreams to come true. But you're going to have to get these scriptures, and you're going to have to quit doubting. Doubt robs all your blessing. What is doubt? Doubt is indecision, disbelief, feeling uncertain, questioning the truth, being afraid, confusion, indecision, unease, apprehension, skepticism, uneasy, questioning. What is this unease? Anxiety. Do we ever have anxiety? Oh my gosh, anxiety is bombarding us. And the reason we're having anxiety, unless you have a chemical imbalance, and if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We are not dealing with that. We are only dealing, man is triune, body, soul, spirit. We're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. So, if we ever have anxiety, excuse me, I need a sip of water. We have it today. And this uneasiness causes anxiety, discomfort, mental discomfort, embarrassment, disturbed. It disturbs you. It causes nervousness. Now, I had this anxiety this morning because I got up and I thought I had my hotel reservation on Clearwater Beach till Sunday. So I thought I had all this time. So I get up this morning, my car light is on in my brand new Mercedes. I thought I had my hotel reservation till Sunday. And the list goes on and on. My friend that was supposed to be doing the show took off yesterday to go back to the East Coast. And so I was dumped on. All these problems hit me. I call the hotel. They go, oh, no, you're checked out. I said, I'm checked out? They go, yeah. So all this anxiety, this unease that I'm talking about doubt here hit me, okay? And all my confidence and all my trust went out the window that fast. And I know all these scriptures. But all of a sudden, as all this stuff is piling on top of me, I got uneasy, mental discomfort, anxiety. And I was like this, okay, what do you do? What do you do when all these things are piled on top of you? Well, it's very difficult. You got to get control of your thoughts and say, okay, because I could feel my nerves. My nerves were going like this. My car light came on. The Mercedes dealership wants about $1,000 just to see what the light is on for. And I'm like this, and my nerves, and then I have to do the show all by myself and everything. So I was wavering, and I was doubting, and I was doing this show today, and God wants me to tell you that this is not easy. But finally, my car's in the shop across the street. It'll be done by the time I finish the show. The car's going to be done. It's only going to cost me $150. Compared to $1,000, that was a little miracle right there. And God has taken care of me, but he's testing my faith. See, God's wanting my faith to get stretched because he wants my faith really strong and really powerful so I can lift you up when you're shaking in your storms. I can tell you, don't worry about it. It's fine. Okay? When all hell's breaking out, God wants my faith strong. So he is stretching my faith and growing mine. It's like a fruit, and it grows stronger and stronger and stronger. And there's all different kind of faith. Jesus told his disciples, O ye men of little faith. His own disciples couldn't get anybody healed. Jesus told his disciples to get these people healed. They couldn't. He said, bring them over here, O ye men of little faith. Those were his disciples. That's how we are. We are his disciples. But sometimes we can't get somebody healed because, oh, you men of little faith, it takes a lot to keep your faith up and strong and powerful. You got to focus on the positive, and you have to walk in love because faith works with love. Faith doesn't work by itself, okay? You have to have a lot of love, and there's not a lot of loving people around you. It's easy to love the people that are lovable. It's hard to love the people that are ugly and mean and critical and condescending and judging you and nasty and negative. Those people are hard to love. I just want to hang around I just want to hang around the people that are so sweet. I don't want to hang around them. But see, God's growing my love fruit, because that's a fruit of the Holy Spirit too. All these fruits God is working on. There's 12 fruits, and you have to grow your own fruit. Love is patient. Love is kind. And all the fruits, gentleness, meekness, self-control, long-suffering, patience. What's one I did to say? Anyway, there's about 12 of them. I don't have them right here in front of me, but you have to grow those. And what happens is the opposite of faith is fear. And the enemy wants us to fear, because it's fear is slavery. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, "For you did not receive a spirit of fear or slavery. You receive the spirit of sonship, while you cry, Abba, Father." Fear is slavery. When you have a fear of man and a fear of rejection, a fear of finances, a fear of failing, a fear that God doesn't love you, a fear that people will reject you because you love God, all those fears are slavery. And God wants to set you free. Jesus came to set us free like a butterfly. He wants to, I have a butterfly posted on the back of my Mercedes just to remind me, be a butterfly, because all these thoughts are bombarding me, because I'm trying to do too much at my age. And I want to reach all you guys. I want to reach all the kids for the next generation. So I got 2 minutes left, and I don't know if I should do another half an hour or not. I think maybe I should just cut it off. But anyway, this is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. This show is to bless you, to encourage you, to inspire you, and to lift you up. I'm a high school French teacher telling you God's word is true. God's word is your foundation, and you, the storms of life don't have to blow you away. You can contact me at blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. blessthenextgeneration@yahoo.com. If you need a Bible, if you need a prayer, if you're discouraged, you can contact me, because this whole show is to bring you into your encouragement, to lift you up and shine the light into your darkness, because there's a lot of negative darkness out there. God wants us to be happy. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Now, the song that I picked out, you got to be strong, you got to be bold, you got to be kind, you got to forgive, you got to be humble, you got to be tough, and love will save the day. So this song is so apropos, because you got to be all these things. You got to be all these things, and we can't do it without the Lord, because the Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. So just let go and let his Holy Spirit come in there and let the Lord do it, because he, you can lean on him. And Jesus said, cast all those burdens over to me. I'm the burden bearer. Come on now. You can do it. I'm your cheerleader. I'm your cheerleader. You can do it. He's got finances for you. He has love for you. He's got joy for you. God bless you.